Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les McCrabb. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Les McCrabb. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steinbach. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Steinbach steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCuskey scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Croucher reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Steinbach reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Croucher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb is 0 for 1 in the game. McCrabb hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Les McCrabb. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 3 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McCoy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Pete Suter. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato pinch hits for Jack Knott. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brancato for the out. Miles moves to second. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Miles scores. McCoy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.